Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and we're especially glad to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and join us another time and enjoy all that Redeemer is and does. First thing I want to say today is thank you to all our decorators. Isn't the tree beautiful? Yeah, so I'll also remind you that this Wednesday we have our midweek Advent service at 7 o'clock, and there is a meal ahead of that. I think I saw lasagna. I think that's correct. So come join us at 6 o'clock for the meal. Also, remember we've been doing this community Advent study with four of us total, churches in our community. Today is the last class. Today we'll be looking at Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace for the names of the Messiah. It will be down at St. Mary Episcopal Church down the street, and I'm not sure, some lousy teacher today, I don't know, but that's happening today at 4 o'clock, so you're all invited to come join us there. Wow.
So thank you for your generosity. We had a few left over, so that's why there are some extra cookies out there by the coffee. It was a very sweet time. Thank you for that. So we're wrapping up for the end of December. We have one Tuesday night dinner that we're doing, and then we'll be done for the year, because I figured it'd be best not to be on Tuesdays on Christmas and New Year's.
So, Jonathan, the way I hear this is you made more than 500 cookies, but I also heard you only delivered 175.
More than that. I only ate about
100. Okay. All right. We have kind of an interesting thing to do now. As many of you may have heard, Frank and Dottie Ireton are going to be leaving our congregation. Their house in Florida was supposed to be done, I think, in November. They're still here. And they're going to still be here for a little while. But they agreed to let us have a Godspeed service. So we're going to have a little Godspeed thing for them today, even though we may see them again. You with me there? So I'll invite Frank and Dottie to come forward at this time. Face them. They get to see me all the time. Frank and Dottie, as you leave being present with our congregation, we wish to bid you farewell. A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Frank and Dottie, this is not a day we've looked forward to, although it's not our final goodbye. Yeah, but it's, when you arrived here some years ago, you brought such life and energy with you, and you have given yourselves in service to God through this congregation and in countless ways and valued ways. You have cared for us and let us care for you. You have offered insight and humor as we have served God together, and more importantly, what you have brought us was the example of faith lived out. Today, although you're in the process of leaving, know this, you will always be present here. In our memories and in our hearts, we will still feel you with us. And although the miles will separate us, please know you always have a home here. Frank and Dottie, when you came to this congregation, we rejoice to welcome you into the mission we share as the people of God. In this community, you have come to know and to share in God's loving purpose for you and all creation. God has blessed you in this community, and God has blessed us through you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for Frank and Dottie and for the time we have shared with them. As they have been a blessing to us, so now send them forth to be a blessing to others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We wish you all the best, but I can't send you back to your seats yet because the council has decided to begin a new thing. We don't get to do these Godspeed services very often, but when we do, we send valued and loving members off to new adventures. And so the council has prepared for you something to remember us by. We'll come stand beside you, show that you can. I guess I should show y'all first. Okay. And then I'll show y'all what it looks like. And let me read what it says. It says, Almighty God, your Holy Spirit equips the church with a rich variety of gifts. We give thanks for the ways these gifts have been shown forth among us through your servants Frank and Dottie Ireton. We praise you for shared joys and accomplishments, and we commend their work to you. Grant that they may continue to bear witness to Christ in lives that are built on faith and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And we hope you'll hang that in your new house down in Florida. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much.
We wish you all the best.
It's been a joy to be part of this church.
Yep. Thank you. Let us prepare for worship. Thank you. Please rise. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, ruler of the universe. Your prophets spoke of a day when the desert would blossom and waters would break forth in the wilderness. Bless us in the light of the candles on this wreath. Strengthen our hearts as we prepare for the coming of the Lord. May he give water to all who thirst, for he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Amen. Hear us, O Shepherd, as we cry to you.
Restore us, O God.
You who lead Joseph like a flock.
Restore us, O God.
You who are enthroned upon the cherubim.
Restore us, O God.
Shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh.
Restore us, O God.
Stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore us, O God.
Restore us, O God. Let us wait patiently for the Lord. Let us take courage in the face of the darkness. Let us follow wherever God leads. Let us receive the Lord anew. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up the wills of your faithful people, Lord God, and open our ears to the preaching of John, that rejoicing in your salvation, we may bring forth the fruits of repentance through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Seated with the children, please come forward. Good morning, Wesley. One side or the other, please. Can you slide over that way a little bit? Thank you. Perfect. Do what? My candle's low. You know why? Because I really like it. This is a. It smells really good. You smell it? You're right. I'm good. You want here? Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, you might not. Smells like slime? Okay. So sometimes I like to burn this in the church office. You know, back in. No, this is one I get to have at the church office. And sometimes I'll do that. It makes the whole office smell good. She wants to know how I can light it when it's all the way down there. It's because I have one of these. I'll show you. And then you just go down in there. That's pretty cool, huh? Now, it would have to burn a lot to make this whole area smell good. This is a pretty big area. Yeah. All of it would be gone by the time it did. But I was thinking about my candle today. No, not about fire, but about the candle.
The fire burns fire.
Can I blow it out?
Yeah, you can blow it out.
No, you
have to blow
it out with fire.
Actually, put the lid on. So, here's what I want to tell you, though. When I burn my candle, do I get to see the smell?
Yes.
No. I could see the smoke, but I couldn't see the smell, could I?
You put the lid on, it
the smoke did, yeah. But when I'm burning the candle, it makes the whole office smell good, but I can't look around and say, oh, there's the smell over there. Can I?
You can just smell it.
You can just smell it. It's just there, everywhere. It's invisible. And that reminded me in our first lesson today, first reading, it's from It's from a prophet named Zephaniah. You've probably never heard of Zephaniah before. The store. So anyway, let me tell you about Zephaniah. No, we're leaving the candle shut for now. And I'm going to tell you about Zephaniah. After church, I can tell you what store I got it in, how much I paid for it, all that kind of stuff.
It's done from now. It's
no,
later.
No. Oh, it will be very later when I open it again. Now, here's the point. Here's what I want you to remember. In Zephaniah, he's got one line in that reading. He says, "The Lord is in your midst." So he's right here with us.
What?
Have you seen him?
No.
Well, but you know what? You couldn't see the smell either, could you?
No.
No.
You can, but you can see the smoke.
He's behind you.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's just a statue of him. Yeah. So anyway, what I want you to say is even though you might not be able to see God, God is right here with us. Everywhere. God is in each other, in you, in me, and in all these folks out here. Yes. No, I did not carve that. No. I think there is one thing that is abundantly clear today. Y'all are pretty excited about Christmas.
Yeah, I'm excited about my birthday. Yeah, his birthday's
important. All right, well, let's have our prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for coming among us at Christmas. Help us to remember that you are always with us in all things. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. No, not now. No, it's after church. After church. Yeah. Yes. Sure.
A reading from Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exalt you with loud singing, as on the day of festival. I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home at the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am sending my messenger before you, who will prepare your way before you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Recently, I saw a list of what we can learn about life and our world from Hollywood movies. For example, all grocery shopping bags must contain at least one stick of French bread. The ventilation system of any building is the perfect hiding place. Oh, I love this one. A man will show no pain while taking the most ferocious beating, but will wince when a woman tries to clean his wound. Persons knocked unconscious by a blow to the head will never suffer a concussion or brain damage. Oh, if you are an evil person from a foreign country, you must make your diabolical plan in accented English. It's always possible to park right outside any building you are visiting. All bombs are fitted with electronic timing devices with large red readouts so you know exactly when they'll go off. And the last one is, it does not matter if you are heavily outnumbered in a fight involving martial arts. Your enemies will patiently wait to attack you one by one by dancing around in a threatening manner until you have knocked out their predecessors. Well, maybe that's not how things really are. But that's just the problem. You see, the message that we hear from John the Baptist, the message we hear from St. Paul today, is that there's a different reality than the lives we lead. Today, we are invited into that reality. Jesus makes a difference in our world. Jesus makes a difference in us. It's one of the most remarkable parts of our gospel reading today. Our gospel reading describes John the Baptist preaching to the crowds out in the wilderness. And really, that's the remarkable thing, that there were crowds who came out to hear him. And he wasn't giving them some message they wanted to hear either. He wasn't saying, God is smiling on you or God will bless you. No, he said things like, what are you doing here? Who warned you to come out and listen and find out about God's wrath descending on you? You're nothing special. You're about to be cut down and thrown into the fire. Repent. Your only hope is to repent, you sanctimonious sons of Abraham. And that's when the most remarkable thing of all happened. They listened. They listened and they responded to what they heard. I'm typically happy if you just stay awake. But they actually responded to the message. They sought a new reality. They came to John and they said, what then should we do? And John described for them a life of care for their neighbors, a life of honesty, a life of looking out for others. It was remarkable. They heard John the Baptist talk about the coming Messiah, and they knew, everybody knew, they needed to change. They needed to respond. It's a new way of being, a new reality. Jesus makes a difference. Now, here in Advent, once again, Jesus is near. We're the ones filled with expectation now. And just like them, now we are invited into that different reality. Now is our turn to change. Now is our time to live and act differently because of Christ. Now is our time to respond. Are we to care for the poor and needy? Are we to look out for others and live in honesty? Certainly. But the Apostle Paul gives us other advice too. Advent advice about who we are and our new reality with Christ so near. With Jesus near, he says, we should rejoice always. In all things, we should see God's hand at work and celebrate God's grace. With Jesus near, we should treat each other with gentleness and live lives of kindness and understanding. With Jesus near, we should put worry away, trusting that we are and always will be in God's care. With Jesus near, we should pray and pray often, sure that God hears and knowing that we are close to God. With Jesus near, we should find our lives filled with peace, a peace that touches the depths of our beings because we belong to God and He has made us His own. It's a new way of being, and it's God's reality. Get real. Jesus is near. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious Savior, we thank you for being our Savior. We needed you. In love, you came among us. In love, you save. May our lives be pregnant with you. May we live in your love and in your name every day. Lord, in your mercy. O God, our Father, your blessings truly abound for us. We thank you for the blessing of Jesus. We thank you for the blessings of home and family and friends. We thank you for the blessing of happiness and joy in life. Refresh us now and always with your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Redeemer, touch our lives with your love. Touch our lives with your peace. In your love, bless all those in special need, those who are sick, those who mourn, those in trouble, those who are alone. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us, gracious God, with the excitement and joy that John the Baptist had for your coming. May our hearts eagerly long for your presence in our lives. May our lives be transformed by your grace. May our eyes ever look for your kingdom, and may our lips proclaim your praise. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
with you. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. God of abundance,
we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we gather all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look for hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of God, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, we give you thanks that in this bread and cup we have feasted again on your endless love. Let that love overflow more and more in our lives, that we may be messengers to prepare your way, harvesters of justice and righteousness, and bearers of your eternal word, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.